This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Inadvertently or advertently, did the NHL change the way we will have all-star games in the future? I believe that's an emphatic yes. If you watch the Four Nations final on Thursday this week between the U.S. and Canada, you're not alone. 16.1 million people watched that game. The most viewed non-NFL game ever on ESPN. And we have our detractors of people saying the fights were terrible, don't have fights, blah, blah, blah. But it drummed up it showed to me that when players care and when they clearly are invested in what this all-star format is, it's really dang interesting. I mean, the days where you'd get the Pro Bowl, again, the Pro Bowl has always been the Pro Bowl, so maybe that's not a good example.
It's gotten worse.
But yeah. Listen to this. The NBA All-Star Game this year, do you know what they averaged for viewers this year?
Like 100,000.
4.7. 4.7. That is four times less than what the Four Nations final got. 4.7 million viewers. Second lowest after the 2023 All-Star Game. Major League Baseball this past year got 7.4 million. Again, I'm going to repeat this. 16.1 million people in North America were watching the Four Nations face-off final. And it tells all of us, that you have to have something that players are invested in and care. And the fact that the NBA's All-Star version was garbage, it doesn't surprise me, Pete.
No.
We have NBA players that won't even play in regular season games, let alone an all-star game.
It is such a difference, Dave, between the NHL and the NBA. It's not even close. It really is not even close as far as – and by the way, P.K. Subban, you probably know him far better than I ever would, but he is as viral as it gets this past week.
Yes.
As far as some of his videos. And I couldn't agree more. And you've heard me say it forever, and I feel bad about Pop and the issue that he's got right now, but he was the guy who orchestrated this whole thing about load management and never have liked it. I can't stand the fact that Adam Silver in the NBA has allowed this to happen. They actually even play into this whole thing. Meanwhile, all you've got to do is see the Four Nations face off. You see what happened last week. You see what happened into this finals in the 2-2, and Canada did get the win, and it was impressive. It was amazing, and the amount of people that were watching, as you said, are just off the charts. But what I loved what PK had to say, in every aspect of what he said, I 100% agreed. He talked about the effort, and no one is bigger than the game, and all of these things. Buckle up, strap it in, and pack a lunch, because we're coming here and we're going into overtime. Everything he said was what we watched. We watched these guys. They are all in. Whatever country they're representing, they are all in. And I love that. And that is the coolest part about hockey, I think. I don't even know if the NFL is at the same level as what we were watching with the NHL. And it's just impressive as heck to me to watch. And he talked about pride and honor and being tough is the culture of hockey. Isn't that what the culture should be for all of these sports that get paid the money that they get paid? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I even watched just the other day Michael Jordan talking about with Oprah Winfrey, and he was talking with her about, hey, look, these guys are getting the money because of what we did, not for what they're doing. And that's why it's a different league than it was the NBA. So it's interesting as heck. I think it's amazing to see what the NHL did there. And I think that they hopefully will learn from that, Dave, where they're going to get rid of their All-Star game, right? I mean, I hope. Yeah. I would love for them to go this direction because this brings in not just the U.S., this brings in the world because everybody. They all want to watch, right?
Yep. Yeah, I tweeted after the game on Thursday, Canada wins the Four Nations faceoff, but the real winner is the NHL.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks in the middle of the season, the entire country was captivated by a tournament that meant nothing and everything at the same time, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's exactly what it was. It meant nothing but meant everything. If you looked at the U.S. players right after they lost, you could tell it meant something to them. Mm-hmm. And you're right. The NBA has a major problem. A major problem. And I don't understand why it's not being addressed more. Because at every single turn, Pete, almost every issue that we have with the NBA comes back to load management.
Mm-hmm.
Attendance. Are you really going to pay $250 a ticket if you're not sure if Anthony Edwards and I'll just use the Timberwolves as an example. If Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle are all out, are you going to pay the same amount for a ticket? Mm. Heck no.
Right.
Are you going to go and then the Golden State Warriors come to town and Steph Curry's on load management. You gonna buy a ticket? No. I just – everything that happens with this, the TV ratings, all of it, the lack of interest, it all comes down to the same thing at its very simplistic core. Guys are being paid to play and they're not playing.
Right. Yeah.
You cannot have a professional sports league where players don't play. That's called video games.
Yeah. Yeah, healthy, but hold out, right? I mean, that's what this really is. That's what we're talking about here, and it's a real problem. And this started... You go back to about 2017, Dave, where they started doing this at the NBA level. The All-Star game this year, by the way, was down 13% from last year. It's the second least watched game in event history. So,
but I bet their ticket prices didn't go down that much.
I guarantee you're right. Yep. They probably even might have gone up. But
sure.
It just shows you that you lose your fan base, and they are losing their fan base much faster. And you and I were talking about this off air and Josh was as well, but we were kicking around the idea. I see what they say the value is of some of these NBA franchises. I don't believe it. I mean, because you're estimating when you do that, but I'm looking at multiple franchises in the NBA that they say, well, these guys are worth $6.8 billion. Really? Do you really think they're worth that? Because I really don't. I mean, especially, yes, they've got the contract with ESPN, but they're going to have to work things out. They might even have to massage this contract if the ratings continue to get as bad as they are, and they are.
They have a major problem.
Yep.
And we've said this so many times. It's generational, because we've talked about that with baseball before, where if you're not bringing young fans into the game, and you're not kind of cultivating that relationship, so to speak, you're going to lose them. You're just going to. And baseball's seen this, and we've seen this dip and change over the last couple of years. Now MLB's having to scramble and change the way they do things, the pitch clock to keep things going, and allowing people into the stadium so they can there was a time where, and I don't think they still do it. I know they don't do it here, where they tried to charge for people to come in and watch batting practice. And, I mean, that's terrible. You're laughing because it's terrible.
But
that's a great opportunity for a young fan to go down and meet Byron Buxton and get his ball signed to become a fan for life. You can't take that away. That engagement with fans. And all that to say is, if you're not cultivating that fandom now, and I think more than anybody, the NBA is not doing that anymore. Heck, even the NFL does games on Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least they're playing and trying to grab a different audience. They're not doing that in the NBA. And I think the more that this goes on, the more trouble it's going to be for them.
I've also noticed, too, with the Wild. I mean, you take that yesterday's game as a good example. 11:30 puck drop. There was a lot of people that usually I don't see tweeting about hockey. We're all over that game yesterday. It was
sure.
Granted, it was an exciting game to watch. It was pretty good, but you can already kind of see the ripple effect that this has created with certain people that are just casually watching, the Four Nations tournament, and they're like, "Oh wow, this is maybe I'll continue checking this out because it's pretty good." Yeah. I think this was a genius move by the NHL, like you said, to place this right in kind of the void of not having anything sports related going on besides, you know, college athletics. Professionally, there's nothing going on, and I think this was just a perfect placement of what there's not really any negatives to this tournament, I think.
Other than unless you're an owner of a team who lost a star player.
Yes, yes.
Right? Like Boston.
There was a couple.
The Boston Bruins are going to be, I guarantee you, are a little annoyed today because they're going to lose Charlie McAvoy maybe for the whole year.
Yeah.
I don't know to what extent Matthew Tkachuk was hurt, but I know that he missed about the second and third periods of that title game. So there's always going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
There is, and you have to weigh the risks, right? Like, you have to weigh the risks of what's going to happen if you lose this guy. And I said this to my son. We were talking about the game this week. Well, they should just be playing and be happy. I said, how happy would you be if Kirill Kaprizov got hurt in that game?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was gone the rest of the year. Right? We would be furious. And
It'd be the top story in sports in this market.
Yes. So I get that's a real fear. But you have to push it aside for the greater good and longevity, I think, of the game.
What it shows me is, Dave, sorry to interrupt, but shows me is the NHL is delivering to the fans. They're giving mm-hmm. the fans what the fans want. The NBA, they're all in it for themselves. It's all about money. They're all in it for themselves. And I will say this, just so it's clear, because you had brought it up, but Anthony Edwards does not do any kind of management. He plays every game. The guy, if he's healthy, he plays. And I love that about him because he's taken a page from Michael Jordan. He's taken a page from Kobe Bryant, players who did exactly what we're talking about here. And yeah, potentially you could get hurt. But the reality is they're playing to the people who make those salaries what they are. And I think that's where the NBA, unfortunately, has taken a wrong turn. And it's until they can flip that around, that's a real problem.
And you mentioned Michael Jordan. The one thing they talk about a lot in The Last Dance and emphasize this point too is he played because he knew there's somebody in those seats that probably won't ever see them. Like getting a ticket in the Jordan era was almost impossible in Chicago.
Yep.
So unless you were somebody that knew somebody, you weren't going to go to a game. But when you were, he was going to make sure that you were able to see him play. And the NHL and NBA, unfortunately, is not enforcing that enough. You have so many people. Like, I would love to see LeBron once in my life, but I'm worried that the next three times LA comes here, it's not going to be him playing on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I pay harder money to go to Target Center and watch that game when LeBron's not playing? That's just a waste of money. And it's ridiculous that they view it as being above the fans paying their hard-earned money to see these stars play.
Yep.
And the reason Jordan always played too, which I agree with you, he was just a competitor.
Yeah,
like he couldn't
stand how he's built
to lose.
Yeah,
and knew if he wasn't in the lineup, they probably weren't going to win.
That's true.
That's a big part of it. But that's a big part of it versus this generation now. It's not about the team anymore. It's about me. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play tonight. And I don't care if we don't win. I don't want to play tonight. And that's, I mean, tell.
Oh.
That's exactly what you're saying, right? I'm too sore to play tonight. Yeah. I don't care if we win or lose this game.
Well,
that's exactly what it is.
Not to go down this road.
All right, we're running
further.
Late.
I know we got to go to break, but like LeBron last week in the All-Star game, you wait till the late afternoon to announce you're not playing. So now you don't have somebody. You have somebody that probably could have been elected to the All-Star game.
Yeah,
they don't get a spot. It's a good resume. I know it doesn't mean much today in basketball compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago, but like you could have had a player get that spot in the All-Star roster and add that to their resume. Instead, you're like, afternoon of the game, my ankle's sore, not feeling it. No, I'm not going to play.
He was there for the picture.
Yeah, yeah. The publicity's there. That's never been a problem with LeBron. Yeah.